of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour today here on this terrific Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 edition. One of the things that is kind of interesting, some of the things in these stories that is tied directly to the upcoming nomination, Republican primary, Democrat primary, that's going to be held on August the 4th. Well, Perry Johnson, one of the candidates running as a Republican, is back on the air with $1.5 million ad buy, $1.5 million that promotes his pledge to put it on the ballot for 2026 or 2028. A ballot plan to dramatically reduce or eliminate property taxes altogether. Johnson had previously pledged to eliminate the income tax. He's still doing it. What are you talking about, previously pledged? He's still doing it. According to Ad Impact, Johnson has spent $11.5 million since launching his campaign earlier this year. Johnson said his proposal includes concepts advanced by House Speaker Matt Hall. Property tax reform would be paid for by implementing a 2-cent plan to reduce discretionary spending, eliminating waste and fraud abuse in state government, and creating an economic boom to our state because of Johnson eliminating the state income tax. Michigan seniors and working families are being squeezed from every direction, and they can't afford the constant increases in property taxes. Inflation has driven up home values. Assessments keep climbing, and seniors on fixed incomes are being taxed out of their homes that they've worked their entire lives to own. That's wrong. My plans will let Michigan families keep their money and live their dreams. Now, the only other campaign to spend any money to a sizable extent this early in the gubernatorial race is that of independent Mike Duggan. His independent PAC, Put Progress First, has spent already $6.46 million on his gubernatorial campaign as an independent. And also has spent recently $906,705 in paid advertising, according to Ad Impact. Well, other Republican gubernatorial candidates are trying to offset Perry Johnson's ad buys. Republican gubernatorial candidate Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt said yesterday that he's going to stand with President Donald Trump in launching the largest ICE deployment in Michigan's history and deport all criminal illegal aliens across Michigan as part of his public safety platform. Speaking at a town hall with law enforcement officers, the Lawton Republican laid out his Make It Home Safely in Michigan agenda. It will ban so-called sanctuary city policies. What do you mean so-called? We have sanctuary cities in this state. Who writes this stuff for MERS? So-called sanctuary city policies and withhold state funding from local governments that do not cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Nesbitt has also pledged to fire the failed Michigan State Police Director and appoint leaders endorsed by troopers to rebuild their morale and efficiencies. If we want families to make it home safely in Michigan, we must stand with our law enforcement heroes, Nesbitt added. As governor, he would be the most pro-Second Amendment and pro-law enforcement governor in Michigan's history. Nesbitt plans also calls for repealing Michigan's red flag gun laws and making the state a constitutional carry state. Nesbitt said he would also seek stricter penalties for those who attempt to disarm police officers and oppose any legislation limiting qualified immunity for law enforcement. Additional proposals include banning cashless bail for violent felons, auditing the Michigan State Police, and reopening state-run mental health hospitals and appointing judges who support law enforcement. Well, another candidate, former Attorney General Mike Cox, running for governor, rolled out his very first video. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox announced yesterday a video that introduces him to voters as a Marine, a homicide prosecutor, and an attorney general. Across our state, radical leftists are attacking ICE agents and turning cities into safe harbors for criminal illegal immigrants. That's not compassion. It's reckless, and it puts Michigan families at risk. As governor, I will work with President Trump to deport every illegal criminal from our state and end sanctuary cities that threaten the safety of Michigan families. Michigan should be a place where law-abiding citizens come first and criminals are held accountable. Very good. He's starting to spend some of his millions of dollars as well. Well, Duggan, the independent gubernatorial candidate, is officially kicking off his petition drive yesterday, 5 p.m., down at the Eastern Market in Detroit. In order to make the ballot, Duggan needs to collect between 12,000 and 60,000 signatures by July 16th. Now, why is his date different than the Republicans who have to turn theirs in by April 21st? Because Duggan is running as an independent. For some reason, our election laws give independents more time and less numbers. 12,000 is their minimum. Republicans have to turn in a minimum of 15,000. They have to do it basically 3 months earlier. July 16th for the independents, April 21st for the Republicans. And then lastly, is there waste, fraud, or abuse in the budget, Governor Whitmer? Well, You need to take your shoes off to include your toes and hands to count the number of times that the House Speaker Matt Hall has talked about waste, fraud, and abuse. Or ghost employees when criticizing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's budget proposal. Up until now, he's had the playing field pretty much to himself as he alleges all this misspending in his weekly encounters with the Capitol Press Corps. Well, for the first time, Whitmer, the governor, entered the conversation with decidedly a much different opinion. Surprise, surprise. When asked on Little Timmy Skubik's Off the Record TV show if there was $5 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse in her budget, or was this made up out of whole cloth, Governor Whitmer dismissed it as a talking point. You know, I don't get worked up over all this talk about the budget. It's predictable. This is what always happens. And it's a pure reflection of the rhetoric going on down in Washington, D.C. It's nothing that makes me rethink our priorities, which we've set and have made some very hard decisions to make. She did concede, however, there are probably some inefficiencies to be had. All entities, including WKAR or even Gretchen Whitmer's own household, we all have some. But it's politics today, the governor said. I don't take a lot of stock in that. Governor also added that under her leadership, the state has adopted good budgets. We've been good stewards of the taxpayers' dime, and will continue to do so as long as I'm governor. What drugs have you been taking? Lady, when you took over from Rick Snyder, he handed you a $57 billion budget. In your entire two terms as governor of the state of Michigan, you're leaving with an $88 billion budget. $31 billion more than what you were handed. I was complaining about Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly taking over from Jennifer Granholm when she handed them a $47 billion budget. It went up $10 billion in their 8 years, excuse me. Yours has gone up $31 billion in the same time frame. More than 300% more spending than Governor Rick Snyder, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. Good stewards of the taxpayer money, not. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Any text messages you guys want to send in, please do so. If you'd like to hear the podcast YouTube video that I created of my interview with Perry Johnson from last Thursday, March 5th, text me PJ for Perry Johnson, and I'll send it to you. It's getting a lot of plays right now, even though it hasn't been officially posted on his campaign's website just yet. I believe it will get a lot of plays and has actually influenced Perry's advertising campaign. Because he mentioned on this show somewhat of a breaking ground statement when I questioned him about property taxes. But now he's looking at doing something, running as governor, not only to eliminate state income tax, but also something to do with property tax reform. So greatly appreciate him coming on my show last week. Thursday, I'm going to have Ralph Rebant. He's a pastor running a second time. He ran back in 2022. He's running again this year, and we'll have him on our show on Thursday. I believe I booked him for 10 to 10:30. Let me pull him up in my phone. We were texting back and forth, and I wanted to make sure that I had scheduled that, and I didn't do it in the show calendar. Thursday, March 12th, from 10:05 to 10:30. So I'll put him in the show calendar right now as we are speaking. Ralph Rebant for governor. Here we go. Bant, Rebant. R-E-B-A-N-D-T. Yeah, he's going to be on from 10 to 10:30. And that is officially in the show calendar. There you go, Ralph. So Thursday he'll be here. in the second hour. Looking forward to spend some time. And if you guys send me enough text messages for Ralph, I'll keep him through the bottom of the hour break and give him the first half of the second half hour as well, just like it did with Perry Johnson. I appreciated his time and him staying through the break. His YouTube video, I think, turned out it was 39 minutes and 58 seconds. So if you'd like to listen to it, again, just text me PJ for Perry Johnson. And a lot of people are talking about our Fun Shoot Pig Roast, July 18th in Central Lake. Officer Rick has already bought his two tickets. We also have others that have bought theirs as well, Nick Wallace and others. You can get your tickets in advance. This will be a sold-out event, folks. I guarantee it. As a matter of fact, we might even run out of food this year. I get usually 22 pork shoulders from Village Market in Elk Rapids. Kevin Young, Ian Murphy smokes all 22 of them for us, pulls it all apart, shreds it, puts it in serving trays, and brings it to us hot right from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Comes with all the fixings. I guarantee it's the best pulled pork dinner barbecue you've ever had. Potato salad, baked beans, coleslaw, dill pickles, Hawaiian rolls, and Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. As a matter of fact, Nick Wallace this year wants to do a little carrot cake bake-off against me. He claims that he smokes a carrot cake, and it's better than mine. So we shall see. So far, I'm undefeated. Nobody has beaten me yet, but we'll see. I got Grandma Bishop's recipe. I even beat the Grand Hotel's recipe one year. Priscilla Miller baked up a carrot cake using the Grand Hotel's recipe, and I stomped her. Even then, Congressman Dan Benischek said mine was better. But he's a politician. They lie anyway. Well, he's dead now, so I can't talk bad of him. Rest in peace, Dan. But yeah, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. I'll text you back. The website, acconservatives.org. Read the post over. Click on the yellow donate button. It'll open up our PayPal account, not yours. You don't need one. $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. So mark your calendars. It's going to be a great event. Love to see you guys there. As a matter of fact, I'll be producing the commercial this week, and you'll start hearing it next week. Let's see. Do I have any final text messages I got to clean up here before we wrap up? Oh, Officer Rick. I didn't even see that. I'm sorry. Rick would like to ask what other people believe carrying outside the state of Michigan, reciprocal constitutional carry, is basically what he's talking about. Let's see, anything else? Nope, I think I got them all. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be here tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday. Pray for our troops and our president.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else.